Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Rakuten has signed a sponsorship deal with Barcelona Football Club. The Investigatory Powers Bill has been passed by both houses of parliament in the UK. And Google has changed the way it displays price extensions. The Japanese e-commerce company Rakuten has signed a sponsorship deal with Barcelona Football Club. This means that Rakuten's logo will appear on Barcelona's football shirts for the next four seasons after the club's previous partnership with Qatar Airways came to an end. Rakuten has allegedly paid over $220 million for the sponsorship deal, a sign of how important it considers the opportunity. Rakuten's CEO commented on the sponsorship deal saying, "Putting our brand in front of many, many eyeballs is itself very, very valuable. Not so many people know about Rakuten. This is our first step to globalize our brand, which is going to be very important for our future strategy." Rakuten was one of two East Asian e-commerce companies that were in sponsorship talks with FC Barcelona. The Chinese e-commerce site AliExpress was also talking to FC Barcelona, a sign of how Asian e-commerce companies are increasingly turning their attentions westwards as they work to expand globally. The Investigatory Powers Bill, nicknamed the Snoopers Charter, has been passed by both houses of parliament in the UK, paving the way for it to be given the royal assent and made into law. The controversial bill requires all communications service providers to keep records of all websites a user accesses for one calendar year, and also requires that companies decrypt data upon request. The bill will also create a huge database containing information on UK citizens, including highly sensitive data such as sexual orientation, religion, race, political views, medical conditions, and more. The bill aims to help intelligence and law enforcement agencies to gather information during criminal and terrorism investigations. Safeguards have been built into the bill, including the requirement that both a judge and a senior minister must approve warrants requesting access to data. An investigatory powers commissioner will also check that agencies are using their powers correctly. Many critics are unhappy with the bill, however, claiming that it is too intrusive and effectively obliterates privacy on the internet in the UK. Google has changed the way it displays price extensions. Price extensions show underneath an ad and show prices of individual products or services. Previously, price extensions appeared on a vertical list and looked similar to site links. Now, they appear as swipeable cards that are displayed horizontally and can contain a header, price, and short description. When clicked, they take the user directly to the sales page for that product or service. Google hopes that the sleek new format, which will be available in 11 languages, will look better in the SERPs. Facebook has stopped collecting WhatsApp user data for advertising purposes in all countries in the EU. It comes in response to an open letter sent to WhatsApp from the data protection watchdogs of all 28 EU member states demanding that WhatsApp stopped sharing its data with Facebook. Facebook has been using the data for advertisement targeting and product improvement purposes. WhatsApp had given users just 30 days to either agree to have their data shared or delete their account. The EU had argued that this broke consumer protection laws. And finally, a report by Worldpay has predicted that the Indian e-commerce market will grow by 28% every year for the next 4 years to be worth almost $64 billion by 2020. This would make it the second biggest e-commerce market in the world, ahead of the US and behind only China. Behind this predicted rise is India's large youth population, increasing internet penetration, increasing smartphone penetration, and rising wages. By 2020, there will be an estimated 730 million Indians online, many of these being mobile-first internet users. To take advantage of this massive upcoming e-commerce opportunity, Worldpay recommends that businesses targeting India keep an eye on the e-commerce payments market and offer payment solutions that match. Currently, cash on delivery is the most popular payment option in India, but with a rising smartphone population, businesses would be wise to offer mobile payment methods as well. That's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.